Has anybody ever heard of rhinos or the Uniparty? Hello? Okay, I can name Democrat after Democrat in this midterm that they said won, and they go, oh, no, you lost. They're in Idaho and Michigan and in Texas and in Georgia, just to name a few. So this isn't a Republican thing. But you will see a consistency that all the people that talked about cleaning up our elections, that was the number one thing they ran on, or at least one of the top two or three, which it should have been everyone's top one. Everybody that ran on that or had anything to do with that, they cheated them with what? The same things they were fighting to get rid of, the machines. You go over to Pennsylvania and you got more votes than voters again. You go, you know, Mastriano won his race. Oz won his race. Matt DiPerno won his race. All these people won their races. And, you know, that's why Arizona is so important right now, that we got to make a stand there and say, you know what, judges? You judges need to look at this. I don't care if it's before, after, the 5 days after, or before. The judges have to look at it and be brave and make a ruling. They've broken so many laws in Arizona. They've broken more laws by accident than they ever did on purpose. They know which ones they broke, but they broke all these other ones they don't even realize, Joe. We pulled stuff out of the thing going, well, they broke that law too. They broke this law too. And a lot of it, you could say, oh, the machines were defective, like they're saying. Well, they were defective or there was a glitch. Well, then you better have a new election. Hello? If you got an ATM if you go into a store and you got an ATM giving you a bunch of funny money, or your ticket says you've got $200 and it's giving everybody $180, and you come in there and the store owner, you're going, hey, can we look in these machines? Nope, sorry. That's where your ticket says $200. I don't believe you. We're going to go by what the ticket says. Well, we'd like to look in the machine. I'm shorted money. I'm sorry. You can take it to a judge. Then you get to the judge and the judge goes, I'm sorry, you don't have standing. But judge, I'm the one that used the ATM. I'm sorry, you don't have standing. I'm very afraid for my family. I know who owns those ATM machines. This is what we're up against, Joe.